Hear now from the word of the Lord as it is written in the Gospel of Luke, portion of chapter 22, where the Lord is having his final meal with his disciples. And the day of unleavened bread came, in which the Passover must be slaughtered. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go, prepare for us the Passover, that we may eat." And they went, and they found as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the hour had come, he reclined, and the 12 apostles with him. And taking bread, he gave thanks, and broke it, and gave to them, saying, "This is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." And likewise the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in the work True Christian Religion, a portion of passage 700. Heretofore, Christianity has existed only in name, accepting some shadow of it in a few individuals. For heretofore, men have not directly approached and worshipped the Savior himself as the one only God in whom is the divine Trinity, but only mediately. And this is not approaching and worshipping, but merely venerating him as the cause of man's salvation, not regarding him, however, as the essential cause, but as the mediate cause, which is beneath and exterior to the essential cause. But now, because real Christianity is beginning to dawn, and a new church meant by the New Jerusalem in the Apocalypse is now being established by the Lord, wherein God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are acknowledged as one because in one person, it has pleased the Lord to reveal the spiritual sense of the word, to enable this church to enter into the real use and benefit of these sacraments, baptism and the Holy Supper. And this is done with men when the eyes of the Spirit, that is, with the understanding, see the holiness that is concealed within them and apply it to themselves by the means which the Lord has taught in the Word. Reading further from the Word of the Lord as it is written in his second coming in the work Invitation to the New Church, passage 59, which is quite possibly the final passage written in the Heavenly Doctrine. "It shall be shown that the greatest power is in correspondences, because in them heaven and the world, or spiritual and the natural, are together. That for this reason the word was written by pure correspondences. Wherefore, through it, there is the conjunction of man with heaven, and thus with the Lord. The Lord also by this means is in firsts, and at the same time in ultimates. On this account, the sacraments have been instituted through correspondences, and therefore there is divine power in them. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen."